Blog Talk Radio.
They say we living in the last days, so I'ma steady put you first to my last day. Even if I stand alone, I know it's better than conforming to a world morals are irrelevant. It's so evident we lie to feel accepted. The face behind the mask is afraid to be rejected. So we neglect the intellect that our spirit speaks. We search the world to be content but never finding peace. That piece of our peace is only found in you. We'll puzzle cause the puzzle piece is missing truth. Look around, it's like we searching for that blues clue. We got the knowledge but we do the things that fools do. That's why I gotta be the difference. It's time to redefine the meaning of a Christian. These hypocrites don't make the people wanna listen, so instead they support these rappers killing off our children. So many rappers, so much talent, competing for a title, man, I just let them have it. They trying to be the best, but I know the greatest. They trying to make it big, I know the one who made it. I hit a model rapper who's a Christian. Some put the rapper first just to get the world to listen, and I get it. But sometimes they take it out of context. Forget about God, they tryna be the one who got next. And we've been purchased by the king, but too many of our souls are repossessed because of greed. Now wait a minute, understand what I mean. See, we always wanna take, but we ain't never taking heed. The American dream, we work hard so we can live it out. But God can bless America if we kick him out. And what's the point of standing up if we ain't standing out? It's time to start living this life that we preach about. I wake up every morning to a sick church. Christian rappers only real focus is a sick verse. It gets worse, we're robbing them like a snatched purse. Oh yeah, we're quick to sell them God, but never teach them how to put them first. So I'ma go and say it first. Christianity is more than just a message on your t-shirt. And it's more than a religion that the world hates. It's that hope you never had in the first place. See, he's that cool in your hot day. He's that smile on your hot day. He's like dinner on a Sunday. You know when grandma cooking and she pack you that to-go plate. It's the little things that we take for granted. Like they ask what's going on, now you aggravated. You don't trust nobody, you say love is overrated. But God is love, you just being complicated. See, love is always bigger than its context. That's probably why we take it out of context. See, we done turned love into a contest. These women coming for your man like I got next. We got to book a life, but no class. And some of y'all will do anything for a Boaz. And after this, most of y'all gonna be real mad. Man, I'm mad too, why you think I just now? We try to use the world to define us. Man, we so lost that the lost trying to find us. And God said he looking like rise up. And if you selling out, boy, get your price up. God wants the ones who carry their cross. Look, it's time to rise up. Man, church, take off. I ain't trying to throw stones to seek you off. I'm just saying the shoe fits, then kick it off.
Yes. Kick it off. I love that. I love that. I just love that song. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Today is Monday, and it is time for Money Matters. I'd like to just start this morning off with just a small prayer, not to take up a whole lot of our time because we all got to get to our jobs, our works, and places to be that earns our income that we're currently seeking on today. Father God, I thank you for waking us up this morning. I ask you, Lord, to allow me to bring words of wisdom and kingdom guidance and kingdom solutions to everyone's financial problems, not just my own, not just those who are educated or have a bachelor degree or a gift or a talent, or even know their purpose already, but those who are confused about their purpose, confused about their talents, or don't quite know what they are yet or which road they should be headed on. I hope that my words that you imparted me, that it would help to guide us and anyone who comes across this segment and episode, that it starts you in a path of knowing, believing, understanding, and decreeing and declaring in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so let's get down to it. We're talking about Monday money, money Mondays, money, money, money. So money, they say, is the root of all evil. So let's just kind of get that out of the way because it's a necessity. It is not. And for anyone who doesn't believe in prosperity, go get some counsel and seek counsel because we should be prospering and prosperous in our health and all things. this is our will. This is our purpose. This is our right. And it is the foundation that we build everything on, whether it's our health, our mental status, whether it's our relationships. Prosperity is not just monetarily. Let's say that right away. Today, I want to start with something that was really important for me and my family when we talk about money matters and where to begin. And that's the economy. And when I say the economy, I mean being able to economize. And this is really hard because it was hard for me. So living beneath your means, what does that really mean? I know it's easy for people to talk about, but at the same time, I always believe that if you don't have your mind in the right place in your environment, doesn't kind of add up to where you're wanting to go. It's kind of hard to envision what you're wanting to do. So therefore, if you're not in a, what we might call a five-star setting, or a four-star setting, or if you're living in a one-bedroom apartment or a studio, or, you know, I know I grew up in a project. So if you're living in a projects or a rent subsidized or Section 8, if you're living in a house, you know, or a home, you may be in a gated community. You do something in your environment that says, I want more. It doesn't matter what it is. If you got to go to Walmart or to the rental office and get some paint and paint your walls, do that. And make it look like what you want and where you're going. Okay. If you're in a homeless shelter, fix that corner in that place where you are and make sure that it represents harmony, peace, and order. That's the stage that begins everything for me. If you're talking about being able to move forward and propel forward, so I want to just start there. Your environment means everything because your environment is always going to influence the atmosphere, and your atmosphere is always going to propel you where you want to go. So if you could kind of figure if there's a path or a road that you're on, let's say you're on a dirt road, and you start working on the environment and the way that the environment influences the atmosphere. When you envision that dirt road becomes paved and clean and clear, and you can see. It's not just a bunch of dirt kind of kicking up all over the place. So that's the best way I can envision it. If you guys have some other analogies that we could use, please share them. So that's one thing. That's the first thing. So we're talking about the economizing and your environment. Economizing in your environment. So living beneath your means. Another thing that was really hard for me is budgeting, understanding money and what it's really for. If you don't have a lot of it, I've heard a lot of people say, well, I don't have anything to budget. I don't even have an income to budget. That's not true. That's not true. And if you tell yourself you don't have an income to budget, then you won't have anything to budget. You'll never have it. It won't come. And if you're waiting for a large amount of money, I'm going to tell you through experience, you'll go right through it and it won't amount to anything. It won't do anything because it won't have a purpose. Every dollar should have a purpose. Every single dollar should have a purpose. Whether you're using cash dollars, a lot of us use, you know, ATM cards now and debit cards or credit cards, and we don't really see the dollar, but we spend the dollar. We see the amount. We see the sum. And I think that's a big problem because I don't know if you guys can remember, if you can relate. When you had money and dollars in your hand, you knew which you were spending it on. See, this is part of the deception of the system, and we'll talk about that later on. But you had money in your hands, and you knew, for example, if you had $500, let's say $1,000. Let's say you had $500. Let's stick with the $500. So if you had $500, and you knew that your light bill was $100, which is, you know, hard to find anymore, but if your light bill was $100 and you spent $50 on food and you knew you had to pay your rent, you adjusted yourself within that budget. That's a budget, because you knew, guess what, I can only spend $50 for food. And as expensive as food is right now, the $50 can stretch. If you really think about it, if you went to the market, you would find food that would stretch within that $50. And you would find, even today, you would find it. So that's a budget. That's a budgeting. And when you had the money in your hands, you knew what you were doing. But because you don't have the money in your hands, and we're using digital money per se, or these cards, you go and you pay your bills, and now it's like, okay, some people may go to the market first thing and go a little bit over to $50. And it was hard to see the $50. So now you have probably gone into some of your rent money, or some of your light bill money, or some of your car insurance money. Things like that happen. So the reason why I'm making that a point is because there's a difference. So we have to be mindful of how we spend our money, what we're using to spend the money, and consciously make an effort at budgeting. So some people have a bank account, have prepaid cards, that may have a checking and or savings. And if that's the situation, use those cards. And if you're going to the market, whatever you're spending at the market, make sure that that's all that's on that side of that card, and put some discipline on it. Put discipline on it and make sure that you are not going over what you're budgeting or what you have put into that portion of that account to spending. So that's one of the first things. Another thing that's absolutely and ultimately important when it comes to Kingdom Financial Solutions and things that will affect how you use and spend money. And we're not going to go so far into multiple streams of income, but it is important. Know what you're investing in. And if you could get into an opportunity that doesn't cost money, then that's great. I'm not real big on multi-level marketing, but it doesn't hurt to invest. It doesn't hurt to explore if it's not going to cost you anything, especially if you're already on a tight budget. But if it's something that looks like it's going to turn its money over legally on its own and work for itself, then why not? And if there's support and mentors and people who are absolutely doing it already, why not try it? What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? So, and then another thing that's really, really important too is decreeing and declaring what you want. Of course, you know, you always want to pray, but know what you're telling yourself. Know exactly what you're saying to yourself. For example, I can do this. I see my wealth. I see my life. I see financial freedom. I see financial peace. Even if you don't understand it, you understand. I am worthy. I have every ability. I am fully equipped to do what I am gifted, talented, and purposed to do. And that's even for people who don't even know what their gifts are. Because believe me, it's going to come. It's just all going to fall in place. If you're telling yourself, and I don't just mean positive affirmations, but really, really, what are you telling yourself? And then do your absolute best, if whether you have a lot or not. This is something. This is so important, so important. Because I'm a grandma, and I do a lot of different things, and it's so easy to forget yourself. Get up and look like somebody. Make sure, it doesn't matter what you're doing, how you're doing it, make sure that you feel like and you look like somebody, and absolutely make sure that your body is in a place where you're confident about who you are as a person. That means taking a bath, brushing your teeth, make sure your nails are clean, and taking care of your health. Because when your health deteriorates and you're not feeling well, you are not motivated to do anything. You are not going to attract a whole lot. And that's for anybody. That's absolutely for anybody. But yeah, absolutely know what you're telling yourself. Refocus. A lot of times we have to refocus a lot. We absolutely have to refocus. That's so important. Absolutely important. Refocusing. So let's go back to the budgeting and the economizing, because that's really a big deal for all of us. That's really a big deal because we don't know really where to begin and how to begin, and especially if there's not a whole lot of money. But start somewhere with things that are very unnecessary, whether it's a Netflix or an extra phone or data usage. It could be a Hulu. It could be a Firefly. Things that are that just, because those little things add up. You know, sit down and just look at everything that you have and find out if it's absolutely necessary. And if it's necessary, then that's fine. Then keep it. But just take a look at it until you're able to get to that multiple stream of income that pays for it. I also believe in penny stocks, and I believe in getting mentoring. Get mentoring when it comes to money and building wealth. Ask people questions. Get to people who are making the money. And look, they're everywhere. Somebody told me once, oh, I don't know anybody. I don't know people. Look, they're all over YouTube. They're all over YouTube. Get to those places. Get to the free webinars. Get to the seminars. And absolutely, absolutely do your best to pay your bills on time. That's always a deal breaker, especially when you're wanting to build wealth. It's a deal breaker if you're not able to. It's a deal breaker. I heard someone say this, and I'll find out. I'll do some research on this. But it was a documentary that I saw, and the gentleman was speaking about how we speak to not just our money, but what we speak over, what bill we're paying. Like, for example, from what I'm understanding about it, is that the way that we pay bills and part with our money and let go of our money, we don't bless it. Like, say if I'm at the nail salon and I'm getting my nails done and I'm about to pay the technician, and I would say to the money, okay, I'm paying her for $50 now to get my nails done, and the money is about to be released, whether it's in my hand or on that card. And the suggestion was, I bless this money that I'm about to impart with to go forth and do more and then return to me tenfold. It was something to that effect. So I'm going to find that information in that documentary. And so, yeah, so they're just blessing it. So today we talked about budgeting. We talked about environment and atmosphere. Budgeting, environment, and atmosphere. And let's just stay with that for today. Budgeting, environment, and atmosphere. You know, because that's a game changer. When you've got a peaceful atmosphere, you're going to feel motivated. You're going to feel innovative. You're going to be able to encourage yourself and encourage those around you. And you are going to see a brighter portion of what's for you and just involving healing solutions. Make sure that you're walking in confidence. Make sure that you're in a position to understanding and searching out what your purpose and your goals are. You can always start with what you love. You can always start with what you love. And another thing, too, I heard this. I was listening to Miles Monroe, and he said there's no reason for anyone to ever be broke. He says you got an oven. I heard him say this in one of his Money Secrets of Wisdom or Kingdom Solutions that he talks about. And he says, you know, if you got an oven and you only use it twice a week, that's why you're broke. That's why you're broke. Like in my household, which is so true. Because I remember and still suffer and still working on, I'm not going to say I suffer, but I'm still working on not going for that quick fix for the food or to eat or to prepare dinner or anything else, because that's challenging. It costs money to do it. So if anyone's going to fast food restaurants, stop. Stop. Stop, 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 stop. If you have the discipline and the strength to stop it, then God bless you. Those who have to work on it like I have, yeah, work on it. Do things that keep, you know, keep things prepared in your home, especially if you have children. For mothers, it's extremely hard too, because you're moving and you're doing things all day long, and it's so easy to say, okay, I'm going to go here and go get this food. I'm going to go there. I'm going to go, you know, especially stuff is something that's good, because we like to eat in my house. We eat. But it costs money. I could think of a few things that was a car payment. I could think of a few things that were, that would have paid, you know, the light bill for a couple of months just in 1 week. You know. So that's something you want to get rid of. One of the suggestions that I always had is keeping things that are fresh and ready, like fruit and things of that nature. If you can, prepared salads, you know, things that you can grab on a quick and then it's prepared. Because then you're not hitting that restaurant. You know, this is why sandwiches are so successful in most families. You know what I'm saying? But we just have to be so careful, because junk food becomes very successful too. You know, that quick processed food, and it's not that healthy. But it's a whole lot better than taking a chance with the restaurants and the fast foods and things of that nature. And it's really hard for us because we're cultural eaters here. We eat from Puerto Rico to Haiti to Africa, you know, up in our house. you know what I mean? And so, yeah. And I think the only thing that's really saved us is my daughter's is a holistic healer. So, you know, it's really kept us down, because right now the way things are, when we speak to our health environment, it is not always wise to jump to that fast food restaurant right now. It certainly isn't wise. I mean, we could pray and bind the curses all we want. You know, bacteria is bacteria. And, you know, why would I knowingly take bacteria and put it in my body, knowing that it can cause me to not just be sick, but cause the demise of my family? And then, therefore, I have another financial setback, because if I'm not healthy and in my right state of mind and feeling well, I'm certainly not working on plans and goals and opportunities. And so this assignment is to look for also opportunities. And this also, and not just with the budgeting and when I said assignment today, that's something that we should be doing when it comes to kingdom wealth, is knowing the appropriate and right opportunity. Opportunities don't lie in somebody else's money. That's not an opportunity, guys. Let's get that clear. So the opportunities is not somebody else's money, okay? Your opportunity lies in your ability to create financial freedom for your home, your family, your children, your grandchildren. If you don't have children or grandchildren, it lies in the structure and the momentum of you building honest and integral wealth that's legal, okay? And so I'm gonna go there with that. I'm gonna go there with that. So give. Make sure that you are giving to. If you have a coupon, you know, and you still go to the stores and not use an Instacart or anything like that, you put the coupon on top of whatever that item is, especially if you don't use it. Somebody else can use it. You know, if you got a dollar or even two, put it in a diaper box, you know, and bless it. And I just have the concept, you know, take it and write on the money. This is a blessing for you, whoever you may be. God loves you. Something like that. And put it in there. You know, God is good. God is absolutely good. And so that's something that we want to do. Today was our first episode of Money Matters. You guys already know we do Big Girl Talk every Saturday coming at you. And then we have Big Girl Talk 3 every other Saturday beginning on June 5th, where we have a mature audience for the generational and curse binding, and we just want to keep it fresh, renewed, restored. Just want to keep in mind too that this is something that me and my daughter created to help people to avoid some of the situations that we have gone through. If we could find a way to share some enlightenment and light on not just the financial freedom, but freedom overall. Freedom overall, absolutely a necessity. It's fundamental to knowing that and our health and how we think and some of the things that we do. So today was, again, our first segment and episode of Money Mondays here at Big Girl Talk Radio. I do appreciate you for tuning in and hanging out with us. I hope that some of the suggestions and advice was great for you. We are going to end this segment with Ebony today and Grateful.
I'm just grateful today. I'm just grateful today. Yeah. Sunshine, clear skies, everything is alright. Sunset, moonlight, I'm just cruising. I wake up grateful every day, covered in favor, doubt.